Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast, the go-to podcast for all things dance studio ownership, growth, management, and more. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm thrilled to be with you on this exciting journey. Whether you're a seasoned studio owner or just starting out, our mission is clear: to empower you with the knowledge, strategies, and inspiration needed to take your dance studio to new heights. From marketing mastery to team building brilliance, we cover it all. Each episode is packed with interviews from industry leaders, practical tips, and the kind of insider knowledge that can make a real difference. We understand the unique challenges you face, and we're here to support you every step of the way. And for an encore experience and exclusive extra content, make sure to subscribe to our members-only content on Apple or Spotify. Your journey to studio excellence just got even more exciting. So grab your headphones and get ready to dance into the world of business excellence. Assemblée isn't just a podcast. It's your exclusive backstage pass to the strategies, stories, and secrets that dance studio owners need to not only survive, but thrive. Let's jump in. Hey guys, it's Claire O'Shea here and welcome back to another episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, we are talking all about the three pillars for success when starting your dance studio. So you might be in the planning stages or phases, or maybe even in the first year or so of starting your dance studio. Or again, potentially you just want to have a think about where you are in your business. Is there anything you need to go back and kind of plug in a little bit, I guess. A lot of these things I think I might have done when I first started, but a lot of them I didn't do very well at all. And I think it would have helped me a lot more in the future, and I wouldn't have had to go back and do a lot of work. So that is what we are jumping into today, the three pillars for success when starting your dance studio. So as always, we have the lovely Mariah.
Hi guys.
And Mariah wasn't around at the inception. Is that how I say
conception.
It? Conception.
Not inception.
No, that's the wrong. That's that movie.
Yeah. It's like Lorna.
My brain's slowly shutting down. Mariah wasn't around at the start of this process. So this is something that she wasn't privy to, but a bit of info about Mariah as well is that Mariah has had like a little small business on the side of her own. So these are things that probably in a different way you have thought about.
Yeah.
So the first step I want you guys to be thinking about, again, this is relevant if you're starting, considering it, or maybe just like loosely planning to start it in the future, is all about vision and planning. So I want you to think about having a clear vision and mission statement for your dance studio. And yes, they are a bit different. And if you're not sure how to construct them, honestly, just give it a Google. Just Google like how to write vision and mission statement for your dance studio.
For your business.
For your business. And then just pop in the word dance studio. And this really, really helps, I guess, create a pathway for defining your goals and objectives early on. And it can really help guide decisions and actions in that early phase. Like, where should I set up? If you're not sure, like you need to have that vision for your business. You know, how many rooms am I going to need? Do I need to hire a team? There's so many questions that pop up when you are starting your dance studio. And if you have a really clear vision and mission statement for what you are at the time, it can really help you clearly construct the business that you want. And that's not to say, again, that these things haven't changed. Like mine have adapted over the time. But it would have helped me, I think, a lot more at the start. Particularly when you're new and you feel like almost you can get pushed or swayed from a lot of people. So that's something to consider. I would also explore the process of creating a comprehensive business plan for your dance studio. Now, sometimes people, when you ask people like, oh, do you have a business plan? They go, yeah. And it's like, you know, in their mind, they're like, I want to have 500 students. Like that's more of like a random thought than there is a business plan. I have, again, been working on business plans, adapting. I still wouldn't say I have a finished business plan because I don't think it ever can be finished, because it is a working document. So it's never going to be like finished in my mind, but there is like larger sections of mine that I don't feel are done. But overall, there is a plan. This also like include elements of like market research, financial projections, marketing strategies. And while it's not imperative to have it all finished at the start, it will really help you stay focused on your overall goal and be able to track if you are meeting anticipated milestones. This also having a business plan, for instance, if you need to apply for a loan or you're bringing someone on board, you might be thinking about expanding in the future. Or again, like some people like want to bring on a business partner, and so having that information there really shows how much forethought and planning you've put into it. And again, it doesn't have to be perfect, but having a document there that you can come back to for goals, for brainstorming, for mind mapping, moving forward, or again, if you're starting to share with a team or potentially an investor or a bank, it's really, really, really a great place to start. And again, within this document would be sort of setting realistic goals and milestones to measure progress and track your success.
Yeah.
So if I never tracked at the start. It was just like, hooray, I have 50 students. Hooray, I have 100 students.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, I wonder what
success the actual
I would have seen if I tracked them all, but I didn't.
It's done now.
It's fine. Point number two. Three pillars for success when starting your dance studio is quality instruction and curriculum from the get-go. Ensure you are offering high-quality dance instruction and developing a structured in-house or, you know, customized curriculum that aligns with your studio's mission, values, and target audience. So that comes back to that first point again. Knowing who you are as a dance studio, who you are serving, will allow you to have the customized curriculum that is going to meet those students and clients and customers where they are. Again, you don't have to fully like create it in-house, but I do think that that sets you apart.
Yeah.
I saw a post the other day where Mariah called out like our in-house curriculum. Yeah. And I was like, we do have an in-house curriculum.
Yeah. Like we're it's exclusive to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get what we do anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
But again, it's not to say that there's the curriculums out there, but there's always like customizing bits or, you know, doing things a little bit differently from the place next door that will set you apart. Or, and again, particularly when you're starting out, you don't always have the funds to be investing in these bigger companies that can be quite costly. So it doesn't have to be expensive. You could create it yourself.
Yeah. Or if you're not feeling confident in a certain style, maybe like asking the teacher that you have on that class, being like, I'll pay your time, or like
can
we do like a, you know, like a set price or something like that, where you can write out the lesson plan and we can use that going forward for all our classes.
Yeah. So I guess when I started, I taught everything, and I knew, I saw there was a trend with acrobatics, and I didn't have the skills to teach it. So I went and learned how.
Yeah.
And then got better at that, brought someone else on to help as sort of relief, but also to – it was just, again, the place where I was hiring had two rooms, but I couldn't hire on another day.
Yeah.
So I couldn't teach 2 days there, but I could teach one day with two people.
Yeah.
So it became more of a logistics thing.
Yeah.
But once you start getting staff members, you do have to kind of be mindful of what they're teaching and what they're doing. So – that's something to keep in mind. Having quality instruction and curriculum from the get-go will ensure that you feel really confident about the product that you're offering. And what we do offer, yes, it's a service, but if it's replicable, it can become a product as well. And my last pillar for success for today when starting your dance studio is about community engagement and marketing. And I think this is huge for people to really, you know, we do live in a digital world, but people are still really, really open and willing to help out new businesses, you know, people in business, locals, good news stories basically. And it's really important to build strong relationships within the local community and establish your dance studio as a valuable resource. So, you know, thinking about ways to connect with schools, community centers, and other organizations to promote your studio and attract students. Free marketing at the start of your journey is invaluable. Yeah. So the more free PR, the more news articles, the more you can get on your local news or radio or whatever it is so, 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 so valuable. We all know that there is a lot of effective marketing strategies for attracting new students and retaining existing ones. And thinking about, like I said, even though we want to get out there and be kind of in person, digital marketing channels such as social media, email marketing, and website optimization, as well as those traditional marketing tactics like flyers, posters, and local advertising, a bit of a combination of everything is sure to make you're sort of more sure to be able to reach out to different people and see what works in your area.
Yeah.
So like when I first started, letter drops worked so well.
Mm.
Now they do not.
No.
We haven't trialed it in a long time because the expense of it wasn't worth it for us. But that's not to say maybe it wouldn't work in some areas, maybe new areas.
Yeah.
We haven't – we've the money that it costs to kind of do, we've been putting into digital ads.
Yes. Yeah. And I think just having a presence on socials is – it's just like a given these days, to be honest, because they're all just – that's where they're going to search you the most once they hear about you for the first time. So definitely having a strong presence website-wise, social media-wise is really important.
And I think that ties back to your studio's branding from the start. Yeah. And I really would encourage you, if you haven't listened to it yet, to jump back to last week's episode all about branding, because that is the other massive thing. If you can have that going for you at the start, you're really kind of getting your image and the name and
push
about your business from the get-go, which is really, really, really so important. So having a strong brand identity for your dance studio and maintaining a consistent presence across all those marketing channels. And again, really, really, as much as I can, I would encourage you to leverage things like testimonials and reviews, as well as word of mouth referrals when you're starting, because that is when I think everyone, when they're first starting, has the most passion.
Yeah.
And that's when people are really, when they're first really interested in what you're doing, they're the most passionate to help and support you.
Yeah.
I think statistically people are like 60 or 70% more likely to refer something when they've just started it versus 5 years in.
Yeah.
Because they're just used to it.
Yeah.
So if someone's loving you, be like, I really appreciate that feedback you just gave me. Would you be able to send, write a Google review?
Yeah.
Or I really appreciate that feedback you give me. I'd love for you to, share with another parent at school about that.
Yeah.
And it just puts it in their mind that you want that help.
Yeah.
And people generally want to help.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Especially those, you have those ones at the studios that are just the diehards. Like they're just there all the time. They love it. They get involved with all of your events. And I could think of multiple parents off the top of my head that would be like, yeah, I'll do one right now.
Yeah.
Like no stress. Yeah.
Easy. But again, sometimes no one sits around at home of night going, oh,
might review dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. They're not like, you know what I should do? Leave a local business review. So you've got to ask, and because people have busy lives, make it easy for them to do so.
Yeah.
So those are my three pillars for success when starting your dance studio. But again, no matter where you are at the, ownership journey, there's something in there for you to be able to go back and tweak, maybe reassess, jump in. I imagine a lot of people listening are like, I don't have a business plan. Oh, and it's like, that's fine. Yeah. I'm not saying you're doing it wrong. Like I don't have mine finished either.
Mm.
But there's a start, and there's that vision intention and that mission there, and that intention that I can then share with my team.
Yeah.
And it is, again, a goal of mine to finish it, but I've got other things on right at the minute. But anyway, I thank you guys so much for listening today. If you want more amazing podcasts, behind-the-scenes content, some maybe a little bit more juicy info, we do have our subscriber-only episodes, which you can download on Spotify currently. Depending, we hope the Apple section is fixed by the time you're listening to this. So just check in the show notes. But Spotify's up and running, so you can jump onto that if you are a Spotify user. Thank you so much, everyone who was already a subscriber. We love you, and we love everyone who's listening. And hey, while I've got you, if you have a friend that you think might be interested in this podcast or this episode, be sure to share it with another studio owner or a dance teacher in our community and let them know that you're enjoying the podcast. It really helps us grow. So thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. I hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are in the world, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Assemblé Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. Thank you for joining me, Claire O'Shea, on this inspiring journey into the heart of dance studio ownership. I hope you found today's insights valuable and actionable. To unlock even more exclusive content and enhance your journey, be sure to subscribe to our members-only content on Apple or Spotify. It's the next step to elevate your studio to extraordinary heights. Your dedication to your craft and business is what makes this community so incredible. So until next time, keep dancing, keep growing, and keep reaching for those studio dreams. Bye for now.